The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. If the world knows one thing about the Catholic Church, it's that we have a lot of rules. No cheating, no stealing, have to go to Mass on Sunday, gotta love your neighbor, list goes on. But the way that the world sees these laws is vastly different than the way that the Christian sees these laws. For the world, all laws are a burden, either something that must be done or something that must be avoided. For the world, this burden is twofold. They are obliged to do it under some penalty, and it is often against their own will. And so the way the secular world views the laws of man transfers over to the way that they see us and the laws that have been given to us by God. For us Christians, though, we take on a different way of seeing laws, especially the ones that have been received from our Lord. Because God is our Father. The laws that he has given us are really, truly made for our benefit, for our good. Whereas the world sees the harm done to the victim and so creates laws to prevent further victims, the Christian sees not just the harm done to the victim, but the harm done to the one doing the crime. It's not just that murder is evil, because it is, but murder kills an innocent and destroys the life of God and the murderer. Going to Sunday Mass is an obligation, whereas the world sees it as just another imposition by the church that it's forced upon its members. The Christian knows that the obligation exists not as mere obligation, but because of the human need for coming together to worship in community, so as to strengthen the life of God within us. My brothers and sisters, when we come across some law or rule in the church, there are two ways to approach it. Either we come to it like the world does and only see what we have to do against our own will and get angry about it, or we come to it as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, with a desire to follow the commands of the gospel, to be conformed more to Christ in following the will of the Father, and in so doing, allowing the life of God, grace itself, to be built up within us. God bless you. Please stand.